Chapter 41. A pummeling, a beatdown. Nath felt like a child fighting a man. Gorn was bigger. Gorn was stronger. It took everything Nath had to keep himself together.
He can't be this powerful. He can't be.
Gorn wailed on him. He felt every blow in his bones. He struck back, only to be swatted aside and assaulted again.
I can't kill you this way, but I enjoy delivering the pain.
Nath, sprawled out on the ground, struggled to rise. Gorn kicked him in the gut, blasted him with more fire.
That's for your father, and after I finish you, I'll finish him.
Gorn drove his fist into him and kicked him once more. Listless and wrought with pain, Nath lay on his back in the supine position as Gorn walked away. He hardly put up a fight. He was ashamed of it. It angered him. Selene had told him to hold back his powers, and as far as he could tell, he'd exhausted them all. Gorn's powers seemed unlimited. They seemed to be growing. What was feeding the monster that made him so strong? He heard a voice inside his head.
Fear and doubt are our enemies. Evil feeds on them.
Bezog had said that.
Sometimes you have to set your faults aside and be a hero.
Renmar had lectured that.
Nothing can stop Nath's dragon.
Nath rose to his feet with a groan and pulled his shoulders back.
I said that.
What's this?
Gorn said, stomping over the throne where Fang was embedded.
Still some fight in you, I see.
Gorn plucked the tiny sword from the chair.
Let me show you true power, my full power.
Fang sparkled and hissed in his palms and began to enlarge. Nath's golden eyes widened.
Impossible.
You think small, Nath Dragon. And with your precious sword, I'm going to sliver off your scales and skewer your heart.
Nath crouched back. He felt more odds stacking against him.
How is he doing this? What can't he do? Think, Nath. Think.
You'd think you'd have your own sword,
Nath said.
Sad thing you have to use mine. It seems you lack many skills my father has.
Gorn sprang across the room and swung Fang at his belly. Nath skipped away.
Guzan, that was close.
Gorn jabbed Fang at him again and again. Nath twisted, ducked, and dodged. The cathedral was collapsing all around him.
Stay still, you fool.
Nath did no such thing. Gorn thrust, he moved. Gorn jabbed, he sidestepped. He narrowed his eyes.
Nothing is faster than Nath Dragon.
His dragon heart surged inside his chest. His confidence renewed. Gorn cut and chopped. He anticipated and moved.
Evil is overconfident.
Renoir had once said that.
The wicked are powerful but often sluggish.
Bezog's memory reminded. Nath felt his senses coming together now. Wary, Gorn waded through the city. He'd close in on Nath, only to see him slip away time and again.
I tire of this,
Gorn growled. He looked up into the spires.
Dark dragons! Pin him down!
The dragons spread their wings and dropped from the sky. Nath acted. He summoned his power and unleashed a cone of icy dragon breath. Distracted, Gorn slipped on his next step and thudded into the street. Nath unleashed his full fury, freezing Gorn's legs and covering his chest and arms. The dragons flew at him and latched onto his arms and legs. He slung them off and pounced on Gorn Gratik. Fang was frozen to Gorn's hands. Nath tried to pry him out.
Ah!
Gorn said from his frozen cocoon.
You think to fool me, do you? Admirable try, but my grip is solid iron.
Flexing his scales, Gorn busted the ice off. He slugged the gaping Nath in the jaw with the hilt of his own sword.
Fool.
Smaller dragons clawing all over him, Nath crashed to the ground.
No!
Gordon was on his feet, towering over him with Fang resting on his shoulder. Nat strained against his living coat of dragon armor. They had him pinned. Gorn had him right where he wanted him. Nat's father's words entered his head.
Evil is deceitful. Don't close your mind for a second.
Let go of me, brothers and sisters. You don't know what you're doing.
Save your breath, Nath. They don't listen to you. They listen to me.
Gorn readied Fang over his head.
They listen to me from now on. Forever.
He started into his swing. The entire floating city shook. Nath felt it tilt beneath him. Above, some sort of meteor skipped off a mystic shield he hadn't noticed before. Gorn stumbled backward, and a sneer formed on his lips. He opened his mouth to speak again. The floating city trembled again.
Dragons!
He roared.
Find that weapon and destroy it!
Dragons by the hundreds took to the sky, darting through the shield and away. Gorn leered down at Nath.
I suspected such a thing. But I control the Jaxite's power. Nothing but dragons can get in or out of this city.
He waggled Fang in the air.
The more dragons come, the more I control. And in moments, those distant heroes, no matter their force, will be torn into pieces.
He readied the sword for the final blow once more.
Don't worry, Nath Dragon. You'll never get to see it.